something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. And as you talk like that, you will feel your faith rising. You'll feel your faith rising. Does it look like business is changing? And it looks like money is not coming in like before? Whoa! Oh, relax, brother. You don't have a problem. Relax. In the name of Jesus. Prosperity is mine. Woo, glory to God. Hold on. And then listen to this. And when you say that, you say, I open my mind for ideas. In the name of Jesus. I open all the doors. In the name of Jesus. Prosperity is coming in. Money is coming in. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I walk in prosperity. I walk, oh glory, I walk in victory. In the name of Jesus, I'm a success. Money's coming to me now. I receive now. Oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you there, somebody? He says, and thou shalt decree a thing also, and it shall be established unto thee. Say this with me, I'm a king. One more time, I'm a king. One more time, I'm a king. I decree peace. I decree victory. There's only one way in my life. Only one way. It's the way of prosperity. It's the way of victory. It's the way of success. I do not fail. I do not fail. Because victory is already mine. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I know who I am. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo! Ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The lines are falling onto me. In pleasant places, I have a goodly heritage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ibo shatala mandele bo shataka baya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sit down. Congratulate three people. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Sit down. Hallelujah. Sit down. Praise the Lord. Sit down. You know what? We're just introducing the subject. Are you hearing me? I said, we are just introducing the subject. So I'll just show you a little bit of where we're going. Then we'll pray, and then I'll let you go tonight. All right, go back to that book of Revelation. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said, when the heathen pray, he said, the thing that they shall be heard for their much speaking. What is it? Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. You can say that 1,000 times. That's not going to change the mind of God. It's not how many times you say it. Put your faith to work. Oh God, I'm praying for my son so that his head will be correct. Oh, change it, Lord. You know? Say, change his mind, Lord. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord. The only thing that's changing is your position. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord. That's not going to change anything. See, there are people who are praying. They don't know why. They just keep praying and praying and praying. Do you know how to pray? If you haven't read the book on prayer, go and get it. Praying the right way. The people who say, they say, a lot of times people pray and they say, Lord Jesus, I thank you in Jesus' name. Wrong prayer. Hallelujah. You can say, oh Lord Jesus, I thank you in Jesus' name. Oh Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Jesus said for us to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We don't pray to Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. We can tell Jesus how much we love him. We fellowship with him, but we do not pray to Jesus. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. That's the way to pray. We can speak to Jesus. We can tell him how we feel. We can tell him what's in our hearts. But when you want to make a request, you make the request of the Father in the name of Jesus. When you know who you are, you'll understand why it is so. Somebody said, but we can pray to Jesus. Oh, no. No, 1,000 times, listen, that will stop you from knowing who you are. This thing is not an issue of technicalities. No! We are not trying to split hairs. Let me tell you what the real case is. When you understand why you should pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, when you understand why, it will show you who you really are. It means that you are in the place of Jesus. Listen, it means you are the voice of Jesus. It means you're standing in his stead. You can't pray to him anymore because you are in his place. Oh. How could you pray to him? You are in his place. You are in the very place of the one to whom you would have been praying. He has delegated his authority to you. The authority that he had to request anything of the Father, he gave it to you. That's why in the 16th chapters in John's Gospel, when you read from the 23rd verse, he said, when you pray, I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. Because the Father himself loves you. Just read it from the 23rd verse to the 26th verse. You'll enjoy the words of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This is the continuation of the message, the priestly ministry of a believer.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm not telling you that I'll pray the Father on your behalf. You know, sometimes we think, oh, Lord Jesus. So when we pray and we say, talk to the Father for us. Jesus said, I won't. He said, because the Father himself loves you. On his own, he loves you. He doesn't need anybody else to talk to him on your behalf. Then he said, use my name for access. So, in the name of Jesus, you have access into the presence of the Father. You are there now. You were born into that presence. In the name of Jesus, the day that you were born again, you live in his presence today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know who I am. I live in the presence of the Father. I don't need anybody to talk to the Father for me. I know who I am. I dwell in his very presence. Jesus gave me access. He gave me access. The Bible says through him we have access into the presence of the Father. We have access. So that name gives you access. It gives you the legal authority. So you have the power of attorney to act for Jesus. So you don't need to ask Jesus in prayer. You ask the Father in his name. And when you understand that, prayer just changes. How can you beg in the name of Jesus? It's an insult. You can't beg in his name. That's the name that's above every other name. At that name, every knee bows. Everything in nature has been willed to Jesus. And that name was, oh glory, that name was given to us to function with. So I don't need to try to squeeze up some faith. All I need is to use the name of Jesus. Oh boy, I hope you can catch this. Before the death and resurrection of Jesus, they had to have faith. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall not only do that which is done to the fig tree. He said, but if you say to this mountain, move from here to there, it will move. If you have faith, if you have faith, if you have faith. But after his death, burial, and resurrection, no more need to ask us if we have faith. We were born with faith. Oh boy. We were born with faith. Romans chapter 12 verse 3, the Bible says that God had dared so everyone the measure of faith. We don't need to try to get it anymore. We have it. We were born with it. So what do we do now? We don't try to get faith. We just plant the seed of faith that was given to us by using the name of Jesus. Why do many pray and not receive answers? Because they don't expect answers. Find out how many people pray in the morning and remember what they prayed for in the night. Find out. There are not many people who pray in the morning and then in the night time. He said, did you pray in the morning? He says, yes. What did you pray about? He starts scratching his head. He can only remember the religious ones. I prayed for the country. I prayed for everybody. I prayed for my cousins. No. Is that all you remember? Okay, when you prayed for them, did you expect an answer? What did you expect? Many pray for the head of state and abuse him they pray for him in the morning, abuse him in the evening. That prayer cannot work. Oh God, give him wisdom. Oh God, okay, then when he asks, we say, something is wrong with him. But was it not the wisdom you said God should give him? You see, we pray without expecting answers. That's what I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Are you still there? You sure you're still there? Do you love Jesus? Sure you love Jesus? All right, now let's finish reading that verse in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 6. Oh, by the time we're through with this convention, you are going to be a powerful praying person. Hallelujah. Somebody said, pray a very powerful prayer for me. There are no powerful prayers. There are powerful people who pray to a powerful God. There are no powerful prayers. Powerful people pray to a powerful God. Hallelujah. When you want to travel from Lagos to Ibadan, do you tell the driver, please take me through a powerful road? The road doesn't need to be powerful. Prayer is like the road to getting what you want. You don't need a powerful prayer. You be powerful and let God be God, the powerful God. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter number 1, I'm in verse 6. Are you there? Yeah. And had made us kings. That's where we got to. Kings who decree. They make decrees. You should listen to the series on the Lordship of Jesus. It will touch you. It will help you. Kings decree. Look at the fathers of faith. Those who have gone before us. Read about them. What kind of people they were. How did they speak? How did they pray? One of the most moving prayers that I saw in that Bible was the prayer of David. A very short prayer. When he was in danger. And I pray that prayer several times for certain people. Can I tell you what it is? Oh, you want to know? I will tell you. David was in trouble. What kind of trouble? His son rebelled against him. And a lot of people in Israel followed Absalom. There was one man that was so powerful in all Israel. The Bible says, whenever that man spoke, if he talked to you, it was as though you had heard from God. His words were so powerful. His words were so respected. His wisdom was of high reputation. So when he spoke, it was as though a man had heard from God. Somebody came to David and said, Ahithophel has joined Absalom. Hey! David said, hey! That was the most powerful man with words in Israel. He joined Absalom against David. David knew, but for God, he was a dead man. Then he prayed. He said, oh God, because if anybody went to Ahithophel for counsel, that man was as though he had heard from God. Ahithophel's words will not fail. So David prayed. He said, oh God. Why? Because the anointing was on David. David knew the anointing was not on Absalom. The kingship belonged to the anointing. It didn't belong to a rebel. It didn't belong to somebody who just wanted to take office. This was no political game. He knew the anointing was on him. The fact that many people were joining Absalom didn't change anything. What he knew was most important was the anointing of God. And he knew it was on him. So he knew that even though Ahithophel was a wise man, now that he had joined Absalom, something had gone wrong with him. Because he was now fighting the anointing. But you know what? When many people saw that Ahithophel had joined Absalom, they were more encouraged. They started telling everybody in town, Ahithophel, even the great Ahithophel is with Absalom. I'm for Absalom. They joined Absalom. Ahithophel's popularity was now something in town to be heard. They exploited it. David was moved to prayer. He said, oh God, turn the counsel of Ahithophel to foolishness. Listen, he didn't say, take wisdom away from him. Because God, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. So he said, oh God, turn the counsel of Ahithophel to foolishness.
Hallelujah.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Gambia, Christ Embassy Church Junction, beside Tech Road Petrol Station, Kotsumanjai. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 266-3231 or 261-4565 or 359-3454 or +220-266-3231 or +220-261-4565 or +220-359-3454 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
You know, when the anointing is corrupted, when the anointing is corrupted, a man becomes like a devil. He starts doing supernatural things that are destructive. Ahithophel's counsel was turned to foolishness. For the first time in his life, when they were asking how to catch David, he said, I know what to do. And then he told them what to do. For the first time in his life, somebody said, Ahithophel's counsel is not good at this time. And guess what? He couldn't take it. Proud men can't take rebuke. That's to show you the kind of man Ahithophel was. Proud man. He couldn't take it. He killed himself. Because his counsel was turned to foolishness. Let me explain something there. When you study it properly, you will discover that Ahithophel's counsel was actually correct. It was accurate. What he said was accurate, military-wise. He was correct. It was what the other man said that was wrong. But you know what? This is the beauty of God. This is the glory of God. Listen, the race is not to the swift. Neither is the battle to the strong. When the anointing of God is on your life, the little that you do will produce results. But when the anointing is not there, when a man is cut away from the anointing, it doesn't matter how accurate you are. It doesn't matter how correct you are. It doesn't matter what kind of answers you have given. They may be the best answers. But you know what? People will look at you narrowly. You still will not be heard. Whew. Yet you have the best answers. Do you know in life, there are people who are some of the best preachers, some of the best politicians, some of the best singers. But they cannot be known, and they will never be known beyond their yard, beyond their estate. You know why? God resists the proud. Every time they want to rise, it's not the devil that's resisting them, it's God. Every time. But God gives grace to the humble. Grace, promotion to the humble. Tell somebody, humility pays. You know, some people think that when you're humble, you're stupid. No. When you're humble, you're not stupid. You're wise. Yes. You know, when we were a kid, when I was a kid, they taught us a little song. Be careful, little child, what you do. Be careful, little child, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down below. So be careful, little child, what you do. Good and bad. Good in the sense that it helped you to know there's someone to whom you're accountable. Very important. But bad, if it stopped there, without letting you know that this Father up above is not just up above, he's down here with us. So you don't run away from God. And that's the reason many children run away from God. As they grew up, they run away from God. Some of you, you can now understand why you backslid when you were 14, 15. You ran away from God. Not wanting to go to church. See? Because you were afraid of God. Because you were always doing something that was wrong. But God's not looking for all the bad things you're doing. God, it's salvation is God's idea. Come on. Did you hear Adam saying, when God said, Adam, where art thou? And he said, Lord, please save me. No, he ran away. He hid himself. Where are you? Finally said, I heard your voice, and I found out I was naked. I decided to hide. I was naked. Imagine Eve saying, is he coming here? Is he coming here? Do you ever just get married? And your visitor who was used to coming to your house, you know, whenever he was looking for you, he could come straight to your room to look for you. Now you're married. He doesn't seem to understand that things have changed. He's knocking at every door. Where are you? The new madam will say, what? Is he coming inside here? Finish it. And had made us kings. Had made us what?
Kings.
What do you have in your Bible? Full stop?
No.
What do you have?
And.
You have and there? He had made us what? Kings. So we can decree a thing and have it established unto us. So we can rule and reign with him. He says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in the realm of life. In the realm of life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I refuse to have tuberculosis. In the name of Jesus, I walk into this hospital ward. I claim I have dominion over every germ, over all bacteria, over all the viruses. In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to lay hands on them in the chest ward. You know, I used to go to the Chess World to minister to people years ago. And the nurses we have cotton wool in their nostrils. They couldn't take it because they were sick with tuberculosis and they were caught. It was terrible. And I'll come with two or three of my friends to minister at the Chess World. There's where I learned that it was wrong to sit on the patient's bed. We would sit on the bed. And you know, these nurses couldn't take it. And we had our nostrils open, our mouths open, everything was open. We were talking, but we had the spirit of dominion. We didn't come to catch the flu or to have tuberculosis. We came to cure them. I have the spirit of dominion in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be afraid. When fear rises against you and you feel like, fear, you say in the name of Jesus, I will not fear. And when you say, I will not fear, you know what? Fear is a spirit. Did you know that fear is a spirit? So you say, I will not fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. Or you feel like something is happening to you and you seem to have an idea of what it is. It's bad news. You tell yourself, I will not fear. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear. Tumor blockage. Hey, no fear. Fear, no. You tell your wife, don't worry. Your tubes are open. But the doctor said, who had believed our report? The doctor said, the doctor Jesus has opened them. All right. Are you ready for this now? Yeah. He had made us kings and priests.
Hallelujah.
This is the continuation of the message, the priestly ministry of a believer.
Hallelujah.
You know who a priest is? Oh, who is a priest? Quickly, Hebrews, turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 8. Let's quickly define it. Oh boy. Priest, am I a priest? Did I hear the word of God say I'm a priest? Am I a priest? Dear Jesus, am I a priest? Hey, watch this. Are you there now? I'm reading from verse 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that these men have somewhat also to offer. Did you hear what I just read to you? He says what? Every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Now that means every priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. The high priest is the chief among the priests. All right? Okay. Now, the responsibility of a priest is to minister to God. That is high class operation, high class service. That's the highest thing. I don't know if you're following this. He says he had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. The priest ministers to God. That means he serves God. He has something to offer to God. He has something to give to God. You know what it is to be the one that is assigned to bring something to the Father. You are the one to go. No ordinary man can do that. The Bible says, no man taketh this honor upon himself. You are a priest. Which means you minister to God in things pertaining to men, and you minister to men in things pertaining to God. So what? It's a different kind of prayer life. Once you enter your office of priesthood, you will stop the beggarly life. You will stop this. Give me this, give me this. The prayer of the givens. You will stop fighting. You know, a lot of us are fighting. In the name of Jesus, I command the devil to go. Go! In the name of Jesus. Oh, Satan. Oh, Satan. Satan is more popular with them than God. Satan, today is today. Oh, Satan. Satan is defeated. Stop trying to defeat him. Because he's been defeated. He's not a factor. He doesn't count. Did you hear what I said? When I consider things about my life, Satan is not among them. He's not a factor. I'm not thinking about him. When I think about everything I want to do, where I want to go, what I want to say, Satan is not a factor. I think about Papa God and his son Jesus. I think about the Holy Ghost and about angels. I think about even the sinners. I think about God's children. But Satan is not a factor. Why? He's being defeated. He's cut off from God. He's not a factor. If he does show up, get out. And we continue what we are doing. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Say this with me. Satan is not a factor. Now from tomorrow night, I'm going to be showing you the ministry of the priests. Oh, how are we going to do this? Every one of you would see yourself as a priest. You are a priest of God. You are serving in the sanctuary of God. And every day you have to be in office. Thank you, Jesus. Lekos angradiga bahasko shalamanda. Hallelujah. Oh, what is the Spirit saying? What is the Spirit saying to the church? Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's a word. There's a word, he says. A word that brings light. A word that takes away the darkness. A word that gives direction. There's a word, he says. And when you receive that word, light shows out of obscurity. When you receive that word, you walk in the direction of God. When you receive that word, confusion is out the window. Yea, when you receive that word, the true light shines. There's a word, he says. And when that word is given, not only do you walk in health, you walk in strength, saith the Lord. Yea, for the word has been given, saith the Lord. All you have to do is listen for it, that you might receive it. So saith the Spirit of God unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his holy name forever. Open your mouth and worship him and praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for you tonight that the blessing of God's word will rest upon you and in your home. Health is yours. Strength is yours. Promotion is yours. Protection is yours. Increase is yours. In the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And God will increase you from glory to glory. You will move from grace to grace, from strength to strength, and continually experience the victory of Christ in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God.
I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Gambia, Christ Embassy Church, beside Tech World Petrol Station, Kutumanjai. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 266-3231 or 261-4565 or 359-3454 or +220-266-3231 or +220-261-4565 or +220-359-3454 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.